duels tomorrow? Anything in specific?
You know, I think for me, my mindset is go race. You know, you got an opportunity to go and learn how your car is going to drive and, you know, be in the draft and make sure that, you know, your competitors and everybody else know you have a fast car and your car is driving good and all those things. And if it's not, then you need to know that and you need to be able to work on it. I don't think you can, for us, I don't think it's really a viable option to just ride around. And at the end of the day, if something bad happens, it's just so be it. You know, last year we finished dead last in the duel, got tangled up when Jimmy Johnson blew a tire. Got caught up in that, and we finished last and started last in the Daytona 500 and was leading on the last lap and almost won the Daytona 500. So it really is not about where you start. It's about where you finish. But, you know, I think the duel plays a big part in that, in, you know, giving you a really good idea on how your car is handling and driving at nighttime conditions, which typically the Daytona 500 ends at night. So it kind of gives you a glimpse of what to expect.
What is it about this track that suits you? I mean, is there any cars you want to borrow to that's acceptable?
Yeah.
What suits your driver?
I don't know. I come to this racetrack with a really positive outlook. You know, growing up in Tampa, Florida, and coming over here to race, I've always enjoyed, you know, just driving through the tunnel and being here and being at you know, Daytona and, you know, this is a dream come true for me. So being here, I'm just always excited and fired up. And I feel like that positive attitude really kind of carries over through the weekend, whatever race car I'm in. And I know a lot of the guys, when they show up here, they're kind of dread it. And they hate restrictor plate racing and all those things, but I embrace it. I like it. No, not really. I think when I come to Daytona and think about the Daytona 500, I really think it's always changing, you know, and moves that you made in the past with a different rules package, you know, is not going to work this time. And you constantly are having to adapt and evolve your driving style and the way that the draft is working. And as you transition from year to year, and you show up down here at Daytona, it's always new. And I think that's one thing that's exciting for the fans, it's exciting for the drivers, is that there's always a new challenge. Even if the rule package stays exactly the same, you know, there's new manufacturer or new cars come out with a given manufacturer, and different things are always making the draft different.
But there isn't like
Yeah, for sure. For me, you know, last year being a mile away from winning the Daytona 500, that stands out for me. You know, being that close, I could literally, you know, feel it, see it, smell it, taste it, like everything you could imagine. Like it was there. It was right at my fingertips. So certainly that is one that comes to mind when I think about the Daytona 500, just thinking about being that close.
But you don't have a negative attitude toward last year.
No, I really don't. I don't have a negative attitude towards last year's race. I think, it was tough to swallow. Defeat's never easy, and especially in you know, that situation, you know, right there at the last minute, within the, you know, closing mile of the race, is certainly, you know, a tough one to swallow. But I feel like everything in life happens for a reason, and I feel like last year, you know, if we would have won right out of the gate, things might have went differently for our race team. You know, I think, you know, that was a hard one, but I really feel like it made our team grow together and kind of created a bond amongst me and my teammates and the guys on my team, my crew guys, to kind of rally around each other and pick each other up and hold our heads high and go on to the next race and carry on, you know, and knowing that, we kind of left Daytona knowing that, hey, our competitors are going to have to deal with us each and every weekend, not just here in Daytona. Yeah, I learned a lot going through the playoffs and going as deep into the rounds as we did and getting that close to making it to the Championship Four. I learned how hard it is. I learned how incredibly, incredibly pressure-packed it is. That is something that you can't really learn or understand until you experience it yourself. So going through that was really helpful for our race team, and I think it'll make us better for this year and years to come, just being able to know and understand what to expect and understand the level of intensity and the level of excellence that is needed through those playoffs to be able to keep going on from round to round and to ultimately make it to the Championship Four. No, not really. I mean, that was just hard racing, and I the emotions were running really high. I mean, like I said, we're deep into the playoffs. We're at Texas. Everybody's trying to get everything they can. And in that moment, I felt like as a Ford teammate that he could have cut me some slack, and I felt like he did. He chose not to. And so I was just upset. The reason that I was upset is because what happened on the racetrack didn't meet, my expectations, didn't meet what I thought was going to happen. So because of that, I was upset. But we talked it out, and we're fine. We're good with it. No. I'm happy for him. He went on to win the championship. I'm really happy for Ford and everybody there at Ford Performance. And at the end of the day, it's just racing. And like I said, the emotions are running really high. There's a lot of pressure, intense. Pressure's good. If you don't have pressure, that means you don't have expectations. And if you don't have high expectations, that means that you're probably not going to perform at a high level, or nobody at least expects that. So I enjoy pressure. I welcome pressure because with that, comes high expectations, and with high expectations means that you have the equipment, the team, the resources, everything that goes along with that to go be successful. And that's one thing that I was most excited about with joining Stewart Haas Racing, is that the expectation levels were really going to rise, and that the quote unquote ball was going to be in my court. I knew I was with a team that was capable of winning races and running for championships. And at this point, it was up to me to gel with my team and to adapt and go figure out how to win races. Well, I lived that. Yeah, I was there. I lived that, and it is challenging, and I'm proud of what we were able to accomplish in the time that I was there. We were able to get the 43 car back to victory lane for the first time in a long, long time, I think since 1999. So that was really special right here in Daytona to take the 43 car back to victory lane and to, to make the playoffs and to run as well as we did. But I, I knew that we were always one step behind the great race teams. The great race teams just have more resources and more capability. It's just everything. It really boils down to, resources, money, engineer, tech support, and people. And, I think we did a great job, had a great group of guys and people there, and Richard was great to race for, but Richard himself will tell you the day, he was so successful way back when it was really all about racers. As time went on, businessmen came in and started making this a playground, and
that really changed the evolution of our sport, and that's when things started to change for Richard Petty himself as well. I feel like I'm going into this year just like last year. It's really about just contributing to my team, trying to do my part, trying not to do too much. Oftentimes, you know, I've seen in the past with myself where, you know, I've tried too hard and tried to do too much and end up making more mistakes, end up not competing at a level that I know I'm capable of, just because mistakes start to happen when you put too much pressure on yourself. So for me, this year is really about just trying to grow off of last year and continue to get better. From a race team aspect, we're still really young. I think the average age of all of our crew guys and me as the driver, I think our average age is about 32, 33 years old. So from the industry standpoint, I would say that our team is probably one of the youngest in the garage era. So from that has me excited. That just means that we have a lot of room to grow and a lot of potential, still left to go and get better. So I'm excited about that, but we've just got to continue to focus on, you know, what we need to do to be better, what we need to do to fix our weaknesses, and the things that we do really well, we need to figure out how to continue to do those things. Sure, you still think about the lost opportunity, absolutely. You think about that anything in life. But for me, at the end of the day, I want to win races. I want to win a lot of races. I want to win the Daytona 500. I want to win every race there is to win, every race we enter. I want to win, but I know in my heart that at the end of the day, it's just a race, and it's just a trophy, and my biggest goal in life and in my career is to have a positive impact on my team and my teammates, and to lead by example. And so for me, I put in the work, I put in the effort, I try to be a good, team leader and have a positive attitude. And when this is all said and done, those trophies, no matter how many I have, they just kind of sit on a shelf and collect dust. It's really about the impact you have on others. And so for me, I think that's the most important thing. Yeah, sure. I mean, I think being a mile away, want to close out the deal this year. Want that last mile. So whatever it takes. Well, I've had the privilege to be a part of the Ford Performance Camp for a long time now. This is year 8 of being with Ford, and I know how they operate. And I know Doug Yates puts his heart and soul into building, great horsepower at all the racetracks we go to, but he loves restricted plate racing. The guy just eats, sleeps, and breathes. Finding those advantages and finding those 1 horsepower here, half a horsepower there, and that's what shows up when you show up to the super plate track. So from that aspect, being a part of the Ford camp is nothing new to me. But being teammates with Stewart Haas Racing and being a part of an organization like that has extremely fast race cars, and then has, a plan and able to actually go execute that plan. There's plenty of people that have plans and put plans in place, but when the green flag falls, you know, that plan kind of goes out the window. We were able to actually put a plan together, work together, and honestly execute it all the way to the end of the race. And so from that standpoint, I was really impressed and really proud of what we were able to accomplish. I honestly think we somewhat stunned a lot of people and kind of rewrote the book on what's capable at restricted plate racetracks. Handling comes a little bit more into play, especially if the, you know, if the race is 80 degrees and sunny on Sunday. You know, Daytona gets a little bit hotter, slicker, becomes a little bit more challenging to hold it wide open. And when you have to start lifting out of the gas at a typical race, that's when it really becomes a challenge. So I think from that standpoint, it should be more racy. I don't think you'll see what you saw in the flash when there's only half the field. We kind of all line up single file. I think that would be similar in the duel. I think you'll see a lot of single file around the same spacing because, you know, the cars that get up front are typically fast race cars, and when those fast race cars pull the top lane as fast as they do, it's really hard to make anything work on the bottom. So I think you will see it, but I think that the pack will stay closer together. I don't think you'll see what we did at Talladega.
What
have
you got?
I got you.